Roger Scott. My friends, off we go.
On we go. Yes, but where, Torrin?
Where, my little hobbit? Why, there. I'm back again. Far over the misty mountains cold,
to dungeon deep and cavern old, we must await the break of day, to see the pale and dungeon gold.
And they rode along very merrily all day.
Yeah, except, of course, when we stopped for meals. And although these didn't come quite as often as I would have liked, I began to feel that perhaps adventures weren't so bad after all.
But after a time, they came to places where people spoke strangely and sang songs which Bilbo had not heard before. The roads grew worse, and inns were rare and not good. Also, the weather, which had often been as good as May can be, even in tales and legends, took a turn for the worse.
Hold hard, ponies! It's growing dark, my friends. The wind is rising. We can't reach an inn for hours, perhaps not at all. So we must stop here for the night. Dismount, everyone!
Where shall we get a dry patch to sleep on?
We probably shan't, Barlin. We shall just have to make do.
Perhaps Gandalf can help us. Where is he?
I thought he was with you. Dwalin! Have you seen Gandalf?
No, Torrin, I haven't seen him for 2 hours.
Achille, Feely, Glory, have you? I wonder where he's got to.
Just when a wizard would have been most useful, too.
Hurry! Over there, through the trees, a light.
Where? Oh, yes, I see it. It looks like a fire.
Maybe it's torches. No, it is a fire.
Let's go and see.
I think Mr. Baggins ought to go and explore the light. After all, he is the burglar. Gandalf said so.
I know he said so, but...
Good idea, Barlin. Mr. Baggins, you must go and find out all about that light and what it is for, and if all is perfectly safe and canny.
Come back quick
if all is well.
What?
If not, come back if you can. And if you can't, hoot twice like a barn owl, once like a screech owl.
We will do what
we can.
Off you go, Mr. Baggins.
But I don't know how to hoot. I don't know the difference.
Get along there, Baggins.
I can't hoot. I don't know anything.
Very well. If Gandalf says I'm the burglar, I suppose I ought to be the one to go. Well, even if I can't hoot, at least I can move about quietly in the woods. It's one thing we hobbits pride ourselves on. We can move absolutely quietly. And that dwarvish racket, hmm? Where's his light? Oh, yes, I can see it quite clearly now. Definitely a fire. With three creatures sitting round it. Yes, but if they're toasting meat. With their fingers? What are they? Shaped like huge men, but they've got great, heavy, ugly faces and strange shaped arms and legs.
Oh. Trolls.
Mutton yesterday. Mutton today. Blimey, if it don't look like mutton tomorrow.
Never a blinking bit of man flesh we've had for long enough.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth, Tom.
Hey, what about
you? You've a village and a half between you since we come down from the mountains.
Yeah.
How much more do you want?
Here, Tom. Bert.
What is it, William?
Don't look round. But just beyond you, there's a little hand coming out from under the bushes. Just about to make off with one of our choices cuts. looks as though it might be a pesky dwarf.
A dwarf? Right. I'll count to three, and we'll jump in. One. Two.
Tell me if I know. What are you?
Do it,
you. What are you?
Bilbo Baggins, B-A-G-G-I-N. A bird, a hobbit.
A bird, a hobbit? What's that then?
You?
Can you cook them?
Mm-hmm.
You can try.
Mm-hmm. Ah, but it wouldn't make above a mouthful. Not when he was skinned and boned. Perhaps there are more like him around and we can make a pie.
Oh, no, please. Please don't cook the kind, sir. I'm a very good cook myself, you know. And I cook better than I cook. if you see what I mean.
Poor little blighter. Just let him go.
Oh, yes.
You're a fat fool, William, as I've said before, this evening.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a lout, Bert Huggins.
Oh, am I?
You're
And you
are straight this time. Come on, Tom.
This, of course, would have been the time for Bilbo to leave, but his poor feet had been so squashed in the Troll's big hand that he could only lie bruised and panting where he'd been thrown when the fight started, just outside the circle of firelight.
Mr.
Baggins.
Bilbo, are you all right?
Quiet.
You'll get another of them.
Where are you?
Get the baggage. Oh,
get it, boy. I'll
get a sack.
Right. That's your mask, Dwarf. Here, Bert. One tasty Dwarf.
Maybe I'll hold him while I try the dog. The board has come yet.
And so there were. As each dwarf came up to the fire looking for Balin and Bilbo, a smelly sack was thrust over his head. Soon, Dwalin led by Balin, Dori by Nori and Ori, Oin by Gloin, Bifur and Bofur by Bombur, and little Keely and Feely in one sack together both.
I could only watch helplessly as even Thorin succumbed to the troll's great weight and strength.
Stand away! I am Thorin!
Let's roast them now.
Ah, it's big or
no. I'm hungry.
It's just at a great deal of fun.
Shut up, arguing.
Hey, who's arguing?
You are.
You're a liar.
Oh, come on now, Lord. We've had enough fighting for one night. I say we sit on the sacks one by one to squash them. Let's do that now and then boil them in the big saucepan.
Yeah, all right then.
Who should we sit on first, yeah?
Let's squash the last one first. He's the biggest.
No, the biggest one, man. The blue stockings. This was grey.
They wasn't grey, Willem. They were yellow.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Tom. They was yellow.
And what did you say they was grey for?
I didn't. Bert said they was grey.
I never did. That was you.
Two to one, so shut your mouth.
Who are you talking to? The night's getting on, so let's get to it. The dawn comes early.
Dawn teach you all and bestow to you.
It's all so ringing me, Carol.
Gandalf? Over here.
Bilbo, are you hurt?
No. I'm just a bit bruised and winded. I'll be all right in a few minutes. The dwarves are tied up in those sacks.
Yes. We'd better let them out before they suffocate.
Another few minutes, we would have all been squashed and boiled.
Bombo.
Wake up. You're out of your sack now.
Out you come.
There you are. And you. Come on, little one. You're free now.
But what happened to the trolls, Gandalf?
Yes, what did you do?
They seemed to turn to stone.
That is exactly what did happen, my dear Bilbo.
Oh.
I thought everyone knew that for trolls, daylight is death. They must be underground before dawn, or they go back to the stone of the mountains they're made of and never move again.
Well, so it never. Was your push that made them keep arguing until the dawn came.
Exactly, Balin. I thought the impersonation very convincing, didn't you?
Exactly.
Gandalf.
Yes?
The trolls must have had a cave or a hole nearby to hide from the sun in.
Quite right, Thorin. We must look for it.
Their tracks shouldn't be hard to find or follow.
Thorin! Gandalf! Over here!
Oh, come on, everyone! Quick! Over here! This way!
Come on! There! You can see the trail going up the hill.
I'll lead with Balin. The rest of you follow.
Gandalf. Gandalf?
Yes, my hobbit.
Please don't think that I'm criticizing Mr. Gandalf, but where did you get to during our encounter with these trolls?
Yes, I'd like to know that, too. Where were you?
Looking ahead.
And what brought you back in the nick of time, eh?
Looking behind. Oh, yes, of course.
We found the cave.
Good, Wallace. Good.
You can see where the tracks lead right to the door.
But be careful, everyone. Make sure it's all clear.
Excellent. Let us go in.
Mind
your head, Bilbo. Now. Ooh. What a horrible smell.
Look at all those buttons and that food and ale. They are gold. Thousands and thousands of golden buttons.
Look. These swords. They have jeweled hilts and the most beautiful scabbards.
They look like good blades.
Yes.
They were not made by any troll, nor by any smith among men in these parts and days. I should know more about them if I could read the runes on them.
Take them with you.
I will.
I wonder, could I have a... they all look a bit big to me. Oh, this little one. Just the right size for me. I'll take that.
What about the gold?
Yeah, what about the gold?
No, we can hide the gold in a safe place against our return. Now let us eat and drink our fill.
After which they slept, for their night had been disturbed somewhat, and their struggle with the trolls had made them very tired. Then they buried the gold, loaded up the ponies with fresh supplies from the trolls' bread and cheese and bacon and ale, and jogged along again on the path towards the east.
The next few days were uneventful, but we began to feel that danger was never very far away. We forded a river, and from the top of the far bank, we looked down over a green valley, on the far side of which lay the misty mountains.
You are now come to the very edge of the wild. Ahead of us is the fair valley of Rivendell, where Elrond Harvelvan lives in the last homely house. We are expected...
Is Elrond an elf?
No, Bilbo. He is an elf friend, which is good enough for our purposes.
It smells like elves. It is elves.
Yes.
Where? Oh, you won't see them unless they want you to.
Well, Chuckman. Bilbo the Hobbit on a pony.
Thank you.
Having nothing better to do than laugh at us.
Well, I could have been some enchanting.
Dwarves never really get on with elves. Elves are too full of themselves, if you ask me, just because they have more magic than us.
You are a little out of your way. If you are making for the only path across the water and to the house beyond, we will set you right. But you had best get on foot until you are over the bridge.
Don't dip your beard in the cold,
father. Magic yourself, Horn.
Bilbo, once he falls,
feckless hound!
Be quiet, Cody. We shall soon arrive at the last homely house.
Good night, good people. Valleys have ears, and some of you have over merry tongues. Good night.
Good night, elves.
You said that Elrond was
ill. Bilbo Baggins, that curiosity of yours will end you in a lot of trouble one day.
There are still some people who have both elves and heroes of the North for ancestors, and Elrond, half-elven, is their chief. Mm-hmm. He lives now in the last homely house, and never was there a more apt name. There. See? Ooh. There it is. Taurine, knock on the doors.
Welcome to my house. Enter.
Elrond was as noble and as fair in face as an elf lord, as strong as a warrior, as wise as a wizard, as venerable as a king of dwarves, and as kind as summer. His house was perfect, whether you liked work
or sleep,
storytelling or singing or just sitting and thinking.
Or eating.
The adventurers stayed at the last homely house for 14 days, until Midsummer's Day. It was hard to leave. Bilbo would have gladly stopped there forever. Gandalf had still not been able to discover the meaning of the runes on the troll's swords. So, on the eve of their departure, he asked Elrond what they might mean.
These swords are not troll-made. They are old. Very old. Made by the elves of Gondolin for the Goblin Wars. They must have come from a dragon hoard or goblin plunder. For dragons and goblins destroyed Gondolin long ago. This sword, Thorin, according to the runes on the hilt, is called Orcrist, the Goblin Slayer. It was a famous blade. Yours, Gandalf, is Glamdring.
Glamdring? The foe hammer? Then this was once worn by the King of Gondolin himself.
Indeed it was. Orcrist and foe hammer. Two ancient and powerful weapons. Keep them well.
I will keep this sword in honor. May Orcrist soon cleave goblins once again.
I do not know that I altogether approve of the fierce love of gold which you dwarves profess. But Smaug must be destroyed. And the merry town of Dale avenged. So I will see if I can help. Show me your map, Thorin. Gandalf tells me it was made by your grandfather. The plain runes indicating the secret door in the side of the mountain say, 5 feet high the door and 3 may walk abreast.
Is there anything else that the map can tell us?
I'm not sure. Let me take it to the window. Now then. Yes. I thought as much.
Moon letters?
Yes.
What are moon letters?
Moon letters, Bilbo, are runes which can be seen only when the paper on which they are written is held up to the moon.
Oh, well, thank you.
Fortunately, there is a moon tonight.
Yes, I see, but
Bilbo,
the moon letters read, stand by the gravestone when the thrush knocks, and the setting sun with the last light of Durin's day will shine upon the keyhole.
Well, what's Durin say?
Durin was the ancestor of my grandfather. We call it Durin's Day when the last moon of autumn and the sun are in the sky together. But this hidden message will not help us, since it passes our skill nowadays to guess when Durin's Day will occur next. It may not be for hundreds of years.
That remains to be seen. Is there any more writing, Elrond?
None to be seen by this moon. Now, my esteemed friends,
Let us watch the elves dance and make merry on this midsummer eve. There will be songs and speeches, and the people of the valley will outbid each other to do you honor and wish you good speed. It will hearten you for the next stage of your journey.
Midsummer's morning held out as much promise as the night had been gay. Blue sky with never a cloud and the sun dancing on the water. Gandalf and the dwarves and burglar Baggins took their leave of the fair people of Rivendell and started up the foothills of the ominous Misty Mountain. Long days after they had climbed out of the valley and had left the last homely house, they were still going up and up. It was a hard path, and a dangerous path. A crooked way, lonely and long.
Far, far away in the west, where things looked blue and faint, I knew that there somewhere lay my own country of safe and comfortable things. My cozy hobbit hole.
It became bitter cold, and the adventurers were comfortless and chilled.
Especially at night, when we dared not sing or talk too loud, for the echoes were uncanny. The silence seemed to dislike being broken, except by the wail of wind and the smashing of boulders down the hillsides, loosened, or so Gandalf said, by melting snows on the heights above.
Look at those thunderclouds ahead, Thorin. The storm will be on us soon. And a great storm it will be too, if I am not mistaken.
But a storm can't hurt us.
Perhaps not, but it may well frighten the ponies. And you can't afford to have them running amok on this narrow path. Look at the drop.
That's true.
Also, the storm may bring the stone giants out. If we get in the way of one of their boulders, it'll be the end of you.
Balin! Dwalin! Go on ahead and see if you can find some shelter. Perhaps there's a cave or even a cliff edge we can crawl under. And this won't do at all. If we don't get run off or drowned or struck by lightning, we shall be picked up by some stone giant and kicked sky high for a football.
And I have a feeling that this storm has not come upon us by accident. You must get under cover as soon as possible.
Marine, yes? Marine, we found a cave. Just around the next corner. It's big enough for all of us, even the
pool. Oh, good work! Everyone follow Barley and Dwalin! Darling and Rock. Yes,
it's a splendid cave, eh? Dry as a bone, dude. And not too large and mysterious. Let's get right inside and light a fire.
No,
but we are cold and wet through.
No fires. Be ruled by me. I will give you a light from my staff. Nar and Edrai Ethanen.
Oh, you look so tired.
Aye, Feeny, and so are we all. Let us do as Gandalf says and rest. As soon as the storm passes over, we must all be on our way. Let's hope that when the thunder and lightning goes, the stone giants will go too. Or we shall never get out of here.
Oh, horrible dream. I dreamt that there was a crack in the wall at the back of the cave. It got bigger and bigger, opening wider and wider, and I was too frightened to cry or to call out. Oh, dear.
What's that?
Oh, there is a crack. It's as wide as a passage. My dreams come true. Or was it a dream at all? Oh. Where are the ponies going?
Struggle all you want to, dwarf. You are outnumbered 6-1. Take him inside. Close the door. Oh, let him through. Everyone move.
Poor Goblin's master taking prisoner, and when he raised his staff, there was a... Oh, there was a blinding flash. The Goblin still did.
Ah, good. But what happened to Gandalf?
I don't know. He just vanished.
Vanished? Where to?
I don't know.
Oh, Gandalf. Oh, Gandalf, where are you? Oh, where are you?
Gandalf.